Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy. Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping out the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tommy Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zane Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What's up? Welcome to Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is. Man, that's my new intro. I hope y'all like it. My good friend helped me put that together. M3PA Services, better known as Martha Mendez. Wow, I am so crunk. So let me tell you, I know all y'all motherfuckers didn't watch me on Saturday, and y'all should be kicking y'all own ass, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all missed a really good show. I was on Stick Cam, and Princess Nay crazy ass talked me into fucking dancing with my clothes off. So basically all I did was I took off my shirt, and I took off my pants. I still had on my bra, and I still had on my underwear. And I started dancing. First, I started dancing to Mike Bless's Slow, and I think One Wish or something. I'm not exactly sure. All I know is I'm dancing, I'm getting it in, made a show with a little bit of flesh, but I never once lost all my underwear. Like, you know, they was just like half down or something like that. Next thing I know, I get kicked the fuck off Stick Cam. I was upset because I was feeling it, yo. Like, I was really the music. I was grooving. I was like imagining me fucking somebody. Like I was riding, and y'all could see my nice shape and my nice cute panties. And boom, there you go. Got fucking booted. That just fucked up the whole tempo for the show. I was like so sick. My feelings was hurt, and I was like, man, fuck this. But I recuperated. We went on Tiny Chat for a little bit, but it still was not the same. So that's what happened. So, you know, for you guys that missed it, yes, that's what happened. Stick Cam ain't playing no games, so I got to play it safe again. So I'm not going to jump out the window, and I'm not going to let anybody talk me into other stuff unless I go to rude.com or I do something else, and then I can ride the chocolate wave how I want to ride the chocolate wave. So with that being said, tonight we have Mel Matrix from Bird Gang. I guess he's Robin to Jim Jones as Batman. He's coming on. We're going to talk about his new mixtape, Matrix Reloaded. I have personally been pushing that mixtape, and it is actually doing numbers and whatnot. The single, We Get It Poppin' with Cameron was doing numbers. Fucking Freestyle by John, Pull Triggers. If anybody seen my latest video of me being in the studio, y'all will see that I have Matrix in the background and whatnot playing. I just love that song. I'm just like, ooh, that song is so hot or whatever. So I am going to sit here and chill out, be on cruise control. He's going to call in at 8:30, and in the meanwhile, I'm going to play some music and, you know, do what I do and talk a little shit. Matter of fact, before I even play music, for those of y'all that have not been keeping up with me, and everybody should have, today I wrote a new blog, right? And what inspired me was talking to one of my friends and talking to another one of my friends. I was talking to Fendi, and I was talking to Mr. Moore, and they was like, you know, your blogs are pretty good. So I decided to share a little bit more about me. So what I did was I wrote and I posted in the chat room exactly where to go read my blog. I wrote about my first threesome. I went into great detail. And for me, writing is easy. That's like a very easy thing for me. It's like me expressing myself, me being honest. If you know anything about me, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to stroke your ego. I'm going to tell you how I feel, and I'm going to be honest about the shit that I like to do. So I wrote about my first threesome, and it started out in Tongue and Groove and Buckhead. And I like when people hit me up and tell me that they had a happy ending because of something that I wrote. That makes me feel really good. That lets me know that I'm doing my job right. So, you know, I mean, all I can do is tell you is to go read the blog and leave a comment, or you can tweet about it. You can hit me up on my BBM if you have my pin and you're on my contact list, and let me know if you got hard, or females, if you was throbbing, then that means I did my job right. So I can't sit there and complain about that. You know what I mean? So, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs by Mr. John Doe, and I want to say, we're going to get freaky in the club. To me, this is just like one of those songs that's just so, it's like so energetic. It's like it got like so much energy and everything like that. And then if I was actually in the club, then I'll probably be, like, bound to take you outside and get freaky in the backseat of the car. I think that's where my excitement came from, is my first threesome happened in the backseat of a car. So I have this thing about being in the backseat of a car. To me, that's, like, the best type of orgasm you can have. So now, here we go. Freaky in the Club by John Doe. Hold up. Really? Oh my. Let's see. That one don't want to act right, so I might have to go somewhere else. That's weird. Any other time it plays. Let me find out my music player is hating on me today. That's very weird. Very, very weird. So, in the meanwhile, let me go to, this shit makes me mad. Like, why in the fuck would In My Song play? Like, out of all the other times it plays, you know what? Every time that I feel that I'm going to have a great show, it's always some bullshit that happens that tries to stop me, but it doesn't work because I have determination and drive to keep going and keep doing what I'm going to do. Here we go. Girlfriend was bi-curious. We're not going to actually just say full-fledged right out, bi, but just bi-curious, and you happen to see her indulging with a female, and she asks you to join in, and you had no clue that she was like that. Would you join in, or would you just sit there and watch, or would you just be like, you know what I'm saying? What would you do if that was you? You know what I'm saying? I think that's like a really, really, really good question. If your girl presented you with a threesome, would you take it? Would you think about it and be like, nah, this is a fucking setup? Or would you sit there and watch her get fucked by another chick? I would really like to know. People in the chat room, answer that one for me. Y'all already know what I would, I mean, you know, I'm only going to mess with dudes that's just going to jump in. You know what I'm saying? If you're not ready for that type of lifestyle, then you don't need to fuck with me anyway. And another thing, if you're not open sexually, then I might be the wrong chick for you anyway, too. Because I'm very freaky. I'm very open-minded. I know what I want, and I go about getting it. So, you know, that might just be something you guys might want to just sit back on and just ponder. Like, yo, is Chalk really freaky like that? All you gotta do is read my damn blog. You'll be like, hell yeah. I'm as freaky as I need to be for me. Then I'm as freaky as I need to be for my man. So my freakiness has nothing to do with my mate. It has everything to do with me because I'm comfortable in the skin that I'm in. I know what I like to do, and I know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So there is a fucking difference. You know what I'm saying? Females, if you want to have the threesome for yourself before you have it for your man. Because there is a big difference. Because if you're doing it for him, then you're not really going to enjoy it. Then you're going to get caught up with, oh, is he's fucking her more than me or whatever. That's why I always tell females to be like, oh, me and my man want to have a threesome, boo-boo. Is it for you or is it for him? My shit was for me. Always brought it to the dude. And they be like, really? What the hell you been? I've been where I've been. You know what I'm saying? Me, I just like to see my mate smash something else. I don't know why the hell I'm like that. Maybe I'm just, like, freaky and retarded for no reason. I don't know. But I see a 404-680 call. I'm going to bring them in. Hello? Thank you
Hello.
For calling Chocolate City Radio. This is Chalk Mommy. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
It's tripping.
Hello? Okay, well, damn. Please don't put your hand up if you really don't have anything to say. Now, sometimes you have bad areas, bad receptions and stuff like that. And that's understandable. So, getting back to what I said. It's like I said, females, if it's something that you want to do, then by all means, do it. Then have a female that you, like have a particular female in mind, you know what I'm saying, that you can do this with, and I would be like, you know, she has the type of body I like a personality, she's really pretty, guess what, would you like to come home and kick it with me and my man? Matter of fact, no, not even home, get a telly, like, would you like to kick it with me and my man? Like, I think you're sexy. My man has a big dick, and I would like to see if you can take it without any problems, because I have a problem, but I love it, and I want to share it. So that's the approach you females need to have when looking for some extracurricular activities. That's just me. I mean, everybody may not be like me. You may not be bold, or, you know, you just may not be comfortable. By all means, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, get it out the way, do what you're going to do and whatnot, and you know what? You will have a really, really good time. It'll feel good. There's nothing better than that extra partner in the sex room. That's just me. That's how I feel. I mean, you know, if you feel differently, you're more than welcome to call in and voice your opinion, and we can get it popping. I always like different debates and everything like that. Hey, big boy, how you doing, sweetie? So, I mean, that's how I feel. So, I want to play another song because I'm feeling, like, really, really good today. Don't ask me why. I had a good night's sleep. I got some big ventures coming out. Got a new friend that's, like, on my level, freaky as hell. You can never go wrong with that. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Let me see, what in the hell would I like to hear? Because I'm feeling in a certain kind. Oh, you know what? I need to hear this song by Trey Songz and Sammy, Not My Girl. I just need to find it and see where the hell I put it at. Because, like, this song right here, at the end, when they're talking about all up in the stack like a quarterback, basically, they're talking about females when they're sucking a dick. Like, when you suck dick, you got to be real gentle with the sack. Like, whoo, I cannot wait to make this damn instructional DVD. Then I ain't even going to have to talk no more. Y'all just see it. So, I got to play this throwback classic, Not My Girl.
Oh, y'all need what I owe. She ain't my girl, but yeah, no.
About how you do that. it's like, it's just, it's hard to explain, but men know what I'm talking about, because not everybody can put their lips on a man's sack and they be happy with it, because sometimes you're too aggressive, and you're not really sensitive to their needs, and it's just, I don't know. Basically, it's like putting some chocolate in your mouth, and you just sit there and just lick on it with your tongue or whatnot. I swear, I wish I had some portable balls right now, because I would sit there and show y'all what the fuck I'm talking about. So, you know, all I'm going to say is, females, when you go down on a dude, be real, real gentle. Lick the nuts like you're licking some whipped cream or some ice cream. You like, gently lick the nuts. Men will love it. You will never be able to get rid of them. I'm telling you. And then, if you do the pop rock thing, man, let me tell you, that's going to be crazy. Because dudes don't really be up on that like that. They always talking about, oh, some halls and, man, fuck cough drops. If you ain't got no fucking cough, what the fuck you want some damn cough drops on your pussy and on your dick for? All I'm going to say is pop rocks. Once a chick does it with pop rocks, now she got to make sure she know what she's doing. She don't know what she's doing, then it's going to hurt. It ain't going to feel good. Your mind is not going to relax, and you just going to be tensed up the whole time. But she knows what she's doing. You hear that crackling like Rice Krispies, like snap, crackle, and pop. Then it's a different story. You know what I mean? So it's like pop rocks, head monster, your dick, explosive combination. Great, happy ending. I promise you. Then if she's a swallower and she catches it, she's a keeper. And like, you can tell, like, if she's like swallowing you and she's not making any faces and she's looking you dead in your eyes and she's taking it from you, guess what? She's a keeper. So I guess I'm a keeper. I guess y'all just gotta catch me first. Huh? That would be an option. Like, you gotta catch me. But I'm telling you, when you sit there and you find a female that's willing to do the things that you like to do when you don't have to ask her, then you can never go wrong. That's a keeper. If a female is like, oh, babe, let's go to the strip club, or y'all go out, and she comes up to a female and she hits up with her and be like, oh, man. Damn, that bitch is bad as hell. And you're looking like, what the hell? You're like, boo, I want to see you smash that. Then you take her home. No, keep forgetting. Can't take everybody home. Take her to a telly, right? Then you let the female and your shorty get familiar with each other. You know what I'm saying? Let them interact first. Then you go ahead and you drop your pants. And if your female is a good one, she's going to come up to you and she's going to start sucking on you first. She's going to start sucking your dick first, right? Then if the girl is a good one, then she's going to come and drop down beside your girl. Then they're going to suck you together. Then there's nothing like two females sharing sucking a dick, right? Because then that way it's like, her face is here. Her face is there. Then, guess what? Comes the kissing action. So they're going to be kissing while sucking you at the same time. That right there is going to be good, right? So then, if it's me, then I'm going to push the girl down, right? Then I'm going to start on her first, right? Yeah, I know what I'm doing. So then, my head game is a felony. It doesn't discriminate whether it's another male or female. It's still a felony, right? So, I'll go ahead and proceed to chill out with the girl, get her where I need to get her. But then, I'm going to look at my dude, because after I get her real wet and everything like that, I need him to go ahead and slide up in there. Go ahead and put the Magnum. Only fuck with Magnum dudes. Magnum, Magnum XL, double XL. You know what I'm saying? So then, boom, Time for him to slide up in there. Time for him to make a home run. Yo, boo-boo, Poppy, guess what? I need you to go ahead and hit it. Yeah, I don't want you to hit me first. I got you all the time to myself, and I'm going to get you afterwards. So go ahead and fuck her. I need you to fuck her really good. You know what I'm saying? So while he's fucking her, I might be playing with her titties, or I might be riding her face. You know what I'm saying? Either way it goes, we're taking over. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to make sure that she has a really good time. I want to make sure that my man fucks her like he fucks me, so I can make sure that his dick game is proper. Because if he's fucking the next chick and she is like, that shit is weak, we gonna have some problems. Because I'm gonna have to be like, damn, maybe I need to rethink who I'm fucking and go find me somebody else. But for the most part, I only fuck with official dudes. So now he's fucking her, I'm playing with her, and I am in the face or whatever. So it's like we're sitting there having a good time. So now I think I want some dick. So we switch. You know what I'm saying? It's like I let her get that first nut off. And then it's like, whoo, it's time. It's really time. So I'm just like, right? So then once I'm messing with her and he's digging in and he's getting her in and getting it in good, I'm like, okay, we switch. You know what I'm saying? Then he fucks me really good. Then she's eating, you know, it's like we're like I said, we switching positions and everything like that, and we're having a good time. Oh, I see Princess Nay. Your speaker is on. You can your microphone on? Princess Nay, can you hear me? I can hear her. So it's like then it's like bang, 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 bang. You know what I'm saying? And we getting it in. Matter of fact, my guest is on. Everybody, this is Mill Matrix. Everybody, you know, I've been telling y'all about him. So let me go ahead and bring him on, and we'll get back to this threesome and fucking later and see what he got to say about that shit, too. Thank you for calling Chocolate City Radio. Hi, Mill.
Hey, what's poppin'? What's going on?
How you doing?
Ain't nothing. I'm cool. I can't complain. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I've been waiting for you. Man, I have been wanting to do this interview for the longest time. You know, aside from being your homegirl, your partner in crime, you know, I'm like one of your biggest fans. You know I love your music, right?
I appreciate it. You already know the love, girl. You heard?
Yes. You know, everybody is talking about your damn mixtape. It is really doing numbers from the actual mixtape in its entirety to We Get It Poppin' with Cam, and then the freestyle, John Freestyle, and then my favorite is Pull Triggers.
You like that Pull Triggers, huh?
Yes, because it's like you're so rough around the edges that I actually see your ass pulling triggers on niggas when, you know, they get out of pocket and they disrespect you. Like, I know your head game is something serious, but it's like to the point where you're like, man, fuck that. Let me pull triggers. You know what I mean?
Man, you know, I keep it easy, man. You know, we don't want to talk too crazy on the phone. You know, anything or nothing, you know, all right?
Paintball. In paintball, you pull triggers. And then when you fucking
them, yeah, with them paintball, and you pop off,
you pull the triggers.
For sure, for sure. You know what it'd be like. What's up, though? How you been? You all right?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. I feel like a big-ass kid. Too bad that you're not on the cam, so then you can see me over here glowing. Because I got you on my show finally. It's just like, wow. Like,
yeah, you know, I couldn't wait for that to come up. You know what I'm talking about? But we know we here now. You know, it's on the pop, you know?
I know, right? That's fact. Go ahead and tell everybody who you are in case people are slow and they live on the third rock or some shit like that.
You said what?
Go ahead and tell people who you are in case we got some slow people on the air and they don't know, like, who you are.
Oh, you already know this. Hold on. I'm on the phone on the radio station. I'm going to get out the call and talk to them. You know?
Yeah?
Yes. What you say? Say it again.
Go ahead and tell the people who you are.
Oh, you already know who it is, man. It's Muddy Matrix, man. Dipset Prodigy Child. Bird Gang Baby. You know what it is.
When you say Prodigy Child, would it be more like Trouble Child? Because you a fucking handful, like, for real.
No problem, child. You know what that'd be like, man. No. Dennis the Menace, huh?
But a lot know, man. Sexier. A lot sexier. See, mm-hmm. I'm about to make you blush, and then I'm going to bring in this 850 because I think it's my co-host. But females, for those of y'all that might live on another planet or don't know what the fuck it is, this is Melly Matrix, Mel Matrix, a.k.a. Robin, a.k.a. whatever the fuck you want him to be. And he's Mr. Bird Gang Dipset, Problem Child, as he calls himself. He has got to be about one of the sexiest motherfuckers in the rap game that I know. I always tell people there is no dick in the industry that I want, but Mel, I might make an exception for you because you're tall, you got some dreads, you got some sexy-ass lips, and if we ever went out to the club, I would feel so secure being around you because I know your hand game is something official. And then you've been going to the gym. Your neck is ridiculous. It's like you've been eating a bunch of fucking honey buns, Twinkies, steaks, or whatever.
Nah, that's just that old gym way, you heard? I'm easy, man. You know, a couple push-ups, sit-ups, a now and then. You know, keep a nigga right. You know, muscle got memories, you know?
Shit, Chalk Mommy needs some memories. What's up?
Oh, we definitely can get that. We definitely can get that, baby girl. Right?
That's it. I'm bringing my co-host, and then we're gonna play one. We're gonna play. I'm gonna let you pick the song off your mixtape that we play. Princess Nay, hey mommy.
Hey sweetie, how are you? Hi Mel. How are you?
What's going on? You feel the microphone? Cause you want to fight. Hold on. Okay, now that's better.
Hello. How is everyone tonight?
We're doing good, girl. We are doing good, baby.
So too.
Not much. Not much at all.
You're horrible.
Hmm?
You're horrible.
Chat, thanks.
Girl, you need to see a picture of what's on the phone so you can be like, oh, shit. Like, Princess
Day. Now, why haven't you cammed up with us?
He's not a cam type dude.
Nah, I'm saying, I could have been out there, you know, but I don't know, things ain't work out like that, so I guess I had to use the phone, you know, I had to show some love and reach out to him, so I didn't have to spare the moment type shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Princess Day, he don't do the internet shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he might do a drive-by if you at a club or some shit like that. He'll drive-by and be like, yo, what's up? Buy you a drink and keep it moving. Like, he like one of those. You ain't going to catch him at West Spot too low.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. He's spinning out like a robbery, man. Well.
Now, Matrix, what is the first song that you want me to play off your mixtape?
I mean, put out, we get the problem with me and Cam'ra.
Okay,
you know, that's one of my favorites, you heard?
It is?
Yeah, I fuck with that, you heard? Got my boy Killer, shout out to Killer, you know, shout out to Cam'ra. You know, that's the big homie of the set, you know? He on that track, so I gotta salute that man, you heard?
Okay, well, we'll salute Cam with you. And I'm sure if he was in front of me and Princess Nay, he'd probably salute us back the right way, like you
yeah,
would.
For sure. For sure, really though.
All right, here we go.
Over here, we not the mother niggas, got it popping over here. Got swag flashy, y'all watching what we wear. Foreign cars outside, got the stop and just clear. My money grow, the paper on slimmer. My pockets on swole while your brother's on thinner. I try to tell you that I'm not no beginner. This flash on cold, my swag will never simmer. Ice on cold, nigga below zero. In love with the bread, call me Robin De Niro. Paper chasing no change, niggas is touching euros. And I got sharp shooters for all you superheroes. My math good, so the cash adding up. Distribute for sale, all the work bagging up. Chest now, nigga checkers is over. And I drop a bet on your head with the leftovers, huh?
Melly, what up, baby? Push that work in for a few years about that time.
I don't do popcorn rap at all, but I just want to chip with a popcorn at. I'm like a quarterback, but not going that half. Cause I stay inside the pocket to drop on back. Oh, shout to Pistol Pete, popcorn rap. True, 012, 650, drop on black. Sold it all, baby, stop all that. Easy, just coke that rock or crack. Whatever, hold my game, you never know. So race the Uncle Ben. I see what I come on. Get stressed out, ouch. Head to toe, let him know, 45 for
do what?
You probably go up and tell her she a thirsty bitch, huh?
No, I would love, would disrespect her.
Oh,
keep leaving her.
Thank you so much, because there's a lot of guys that would do that, but I would tell a dude he thirsty real quick. I mean, I would. Men are thirsty in different ways. Women are thirsty when they're in the club. Like, you know, we leave our money at home on purpose. You know what I'm saying? See what kind of pockets the dude got, right? We'll judge y'all by what y'all order at the bar. You order a bottle, shit, you might get some head. You order two bottles, you might get some pussy. You bar the whole bar, you getting the whole kit and caboodle. Head, pussy, threesomes, foursomes, your man's can hit everybody. That's how females do that. So, you know,
that's how I go out there.
Yeah.
That's how I go down bottle, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'll be Hugh Hefner, I'll come out there.
I'm just saying the rule. I don't do stuff like that. I don't care what a nigga drink. I just care about what he look like and what his hands look like. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That shit's going on.
Okay, I respect it. I respect it for what it's worth.
Question. Like, when y'all did the John freestyle, right? I like that better than the original freestyle. I mean, the original song. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, New York do it better anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, after you heard the finished product, what was going through your mind?
mean, I looked at the situation like it was another one out of the park, another home run, another hit out of the park. You know? It was a good look for the team, right?
I feel you on that. Because my friend, Martha of M3PA Services, she picked that one. She was like, you got to listen to this one. And then I was like, oh, shit, guess what? That's going to be the next single. That's going to be my big take. And that one, We Get It Poppin' was doing good. It's still doing good. Then it's like, the next thing you know, I did Full Trigger. That did good. But then for some reason, people were fucking with the freestyle that it just went past both of those other ones. And they're still the numbers.
What freestyle is that?
John?
The John freestyle?
Mm-hmm. That shit nasty.
What's that?
The John freestyle.
Oh, I'm about to say it's like somebody was eating a lollipop in the background or something.
I don't know what the hell that is. But somebody
got a lollipop.
It ain't me. I need one.
It must be your homegirl.
Sinead, you sucking on something over there? I guess not. You know what I'm going to play? I got to play John. So people can understand. Because I play your stuff on my show anyway. But, you know, because you're not on Twitter, you don't see it as much. You know, I'll hit you up and let you know. But I always try to play 1, 2, maybe 3 of your songs on my show. Because your shit is just so hot. People be hitting me up on Twitter. Be like, yo, I want the male matrix treatment. Y'all ain't male. I can't help y'all with that. It's only one male. He only gets special privileges.
Oh, shit. That's how they feel.
Yeah. See, you done set the bar. Hate, you done set the bar. Everybody want to be like Mel.
Tell niggas they used to be like Mike. What happened?
Mike done fell off. He done fell the fuck off. So now, here we go with the John freestyle. Mel Matrix, Jim Jones, and Kingpin Slim.
Y'all niggas already know what it is, nigga. Bird Gang, Shabby Marvin. Welcome to the Marvin business. You heard him?
Hey, follow.
Just an alien telephone approaching from the sky. Radio contact has been attempted but cannot be effected. Instructions are to prepare for an attack.
Here we go again.
These niggas scared because they be saying I'm a threat. Try to fire all the A's and get some pants for the bet. Cash flow. If I owe you, then I ain't paying for the debt. Fuck. I'll do you one better. I'll send a KDL track. Run up on your mom, we put the K up in the trap. Violent. Go ask your bitch, cause she be saying I'm a mess.
Hey, baby.
I'm all the way right, and you can play me to the left. Yeah. Playing all them games, I'm keep playing with the cap. One shot kill, I told him, save a nigga prep.
Hell.
Y'all know my rules, I don't be playing with a cap.
Which one?
I wanna phone him, and I be waiting for my check.
Alan.
They better sign on, that's the day they go on the track. Can't find the click, that be as crazy as my check.
Yeah.
I'm putting 80 in the
gap. No,
fuck the police, and we ain't trying to take a dog.
Sure.
These niggas pussy and nitty making me upset.
I'm not a god.
Nah.
Somebody snitch, I got the coppers on my car. I had a brick and now the coppers in my car. The crazy shit, I had the Glock up in my car. We pack a 40 just like we heard they want to see.
Yeah.
You hear a rapper, he getting murdered on the street.
Yeah.
I died of state, then bury me like honey sticks.
Oh.
I'm broke, if I ever
need
a I'm not a dog. Somebody told I got the llama in the car. I pass the hood, it's like Obama in the car. I bag your bro, your baby mama in the car. Load up the 40 and hit the nigga where it hurts. Call up the Scoobies and leave a little nigga murk. If God is dead, tell her homies gon' kill him. His kids in the car, the little niggas gon' with him. I ain't boogie with the boogie man, talkie with the devil. If you say the pygmy getting cutty with the shovel. I can dig a hole. I can pick and roll, shoot a nigga like a scene if he try to pick a roll.
Boom.
Butter on the roll, got the bread in the oven. Nigga sleeping on the one in the bed with a dozen.
Woo.
Got an effing mask, try to get a B while I'm seeing all the bitches who be trying to get the D.
Bang,
bring it through your fix, about a
long enough, boy, it's your bitch time. 10 toes down, all hands on deck. And I'm ballin' so they got me with a hands on check.
I'm not a god. Somebody says I got the coppers on my car. I had a brick and now the coppers in my car. The crazy shit, I had the Glock up in my car. We packin' 40 just like we heard they wanna be. You hear a rapper, he getting murdered on the street. If I die today, then bury me like Holly Stick. Let the world kiss my ass and make it know I'm such a dick.
I'm not a god. Somebody told I got the llama in the car. I pass the hooders like Obama in the car. I bag your bro, your baby mama in the car. Load up the 40 and hit the nigga where it hurts. Call up the Scoobies and leave a little nigga murk. If I die today, tell the homies gon' kill him. His kids in the car, the little niggas gon' win him, eh?
Reloaded!
Oh, my goodness, I love that. Martha, thanks for pointing that out to my attention. That, woo, great gossip. If I was to be at a concert and Ace Hood was singing that song, I'd probably tell him to shut the fuck up and go get y'all and put y'all on that verse, because that shit go hard. That would be real quick.
Yeah, hell yeah, you already know. Hey, yo, word of mother, I got to give a big birthday shout out too, to my peoples, man, from out there. Shout out to my girl, Daisy and all that, man. Happy birthday, man. You know what it is, man. Happy B-Day, man. You know, she's from this side of town, y'all.
Oh, happy birthday, Daisy.
You know what it is, though, man. But other than that, man, you know, I'm just taking it easy, man. I can't really complain, you know. We just put the new Vampire Life CD out. That came out yesterday on Halloween, you know.
I saw that.
You know what I mean? Everybody need to go out and snatch that Vampire Life. You know, shout out to the boy Capo, Jim Jones. You know what it is, man. Killer Ken, my boy Joel's Bandana. You know what it is, man. The whole Dipset Bird Gang in the building. Shout out to that boy Freaky Ziggy, too, man. You know, he tearing down South up out there. 7:30, you know what it is, man. We in the fucking building, man. We all have loco. You know what it is, but we getting money, niggas, though. High status, huh?
Now, since you brought all of them up, now, see. Okay, now you know, what's it? Wait a minute. Okay, you know I look at Love and Hip Hop, right?
Hey, yo, hold up. Shout out to Sin City, too, man. That's my fucking man. Shout out to Sin City, Jet Lag Ash, the whole gang, man. You know what it is, man.
Thank you. Now, getting back to Love and Hip Hop, you know, the first season was my shit. Hopefully, I can't wait for you to pop up in there or whatever. Have you seen the trailer for this season that's coming?
Of course I see the trailer. I'm around that. Fuck the trailer. I'm in the crib. I'm around that 24/7, you
alright? I know, right? I was trying not to put you out there, but I can't even front. When Chrissy punched that bitch, I was like, oh, wow. They was like, ooh.
Yeah, shout out to my sister Chrissy, too, man. She got a mean right hook. Man.
I'm so glued to the TV. Like, I'm not going nowhere. This man, the 14th need to hear it and come on. Now, like, I want to see you on there because that shit will be so hot. Like, for real.
Nah, you know, I don't really play with them, bitch. You know, you're going to fuck around and catch me on an episode or two.
Nah, well,
you know what I mean? I can't avoid the cameras that much. They're going to catch me sooner or later.
Yo, I'm going to catch you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're going to come down south for some good cooking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this palmetto, you know.
Yeah, really though.
I'm going to catch you. And then it's going to be a wrap because, you know, you still owe me a verse.
Okay, I got you. You know, I got you, baby. It's nothing, man. It's like taking candy from a baby. You know, you can have anything.
Oh, my gosh. Don't tell me that because it'll be kind of ugly. Already got, you know what, I always fuck up his name. Not Vlad, but Vlad, the one to be shooting y'all videos from Harlem.
Say it again?
Vlad, the Cuban dude, the short dude. That be
said
shooting
Brad?
Man, I already got him on deck to when I come to New York, he's going to shoot footage. And I told him that he has to get me and you in a studio session because that shit is going to be fucking crazy. Because, you know, I don't know how to rap, but, you know what I'm saying? What was that verse you kicked? name of my song was going to be. And you was like, my head game is a felony. That's what they be telling me. And then you start freestyling. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I was off the head that night, man. I probably had a little that red rosé in my system. You heard me? Yeah, that's what that was, though. But I definitely remember that. I remember that ball right there, though. I had a felony.
Yeah,
see. That's what they tell me about you out there. They said that shit's a felony, man. Well, they told me I better call. They said I'm gonna have to give you some bail money after I'm finished with you. Well, no, they said I'm about to bail you out of the county, huh?
You're making me blush so bad.
I got a warrant. Wow. Yeah, they said they got a warrant for your arrest, down south right now, man. You love a few crime stays, huh?
Oh my gosh. I hear through the grapevine, and this is just through the grapevine, that in the future that there might be a collab of you and Mr. No. That's what I heard.
Yeah, who?
You and No.
N-O-E?
Yeah. Yeah, y'all say N-O-E. I say no. You know, I'm country.
Yeah,
I like
that. Yeah. Shout out to the boy N-O-E, man. R.I.P. I heard his pops just passed away, man. Send my condolences, man.
Okay.
Hold your head on that, no.
I'll make sure I pass it on.
Yeah. Say it again?
I said, I'll make sure I pass that on to him because I had asked him about it. And he was like, yeah, because for some reason, it's like, y'all two are a fucking problem when y'all get on the fucking track, and y'all have a big ass fan base that would kill to like hear just you and him.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely gonna have it one day down the future. You know what I mean? Know my man, so anything bound to happen, man. You know this bird gang. You know this. Anything bound to happen, fucking with us. Fly high, get flown over, huh?
A question. If not, I have the hang up button. Hold on. 504-609. Thank you for calling Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show. How may I help you?
How you doing?
I'm fine.
You have
how
reached
you doing?
The maximum time permitted for recording.
I was calling because this is my first time. This is my first time I had followed on Twitter, and I just wanted to see how, you know, what y'all had going on and what was going, you know, what y'all was talking about. But who exactly are you talking to?
This is Mel Matrix from Bird Game.
Oh, okay, because I didn't hear his name while y'all was talking at all, but I like your voice. You sound really nice.
Thank you, I appreciate it. You sound
and
kind
I like
good.
I like our little sexy, sweet stuff you're telling no girl over there, got her blushing and everything. When you coming to New Orleans?
So when I'm coming to the NO?
Yeah.
Well, but we just left from NO2, man. We just left from out there. It was in and out. We were just in and out. Nobody didn't really know we was there. It was like on a little weekend trip. You know what I mean? We came in and out, but I'll definitely be back to the NO. We definitely be back at least by Christmas.
Oh, all right. That'll be real good then.
That's where you from, the NO?
Yeah.
What they call you out there?
They gold.
Say it again?
J Gold.
J Gold?
Yeah, you have a Twitter?
Nah. I ain't really into all the Twitter shit, know what I mean? But you know, I probably got people that be playing with that Twitter shit for me, but you know, I ain't really into that, man, you know. I'm a street nigga. I ain't really got time for the computer, you know what I mean? But
that's real good. That's real good. That's what's up. Well,
no.
I hope everything go good with your career, and I wish you all the success, and it was nice talking to you.
It was even better talking to you, man. Stay good.
All right, you too, baby.
Oh, you do really good with people, Mel.
Yeah, you already know.
Okay, now, when you coming back to Greensboro?
I don't know. Nigga Zeke be trying to get me to come down there consistently, man, so I gotta get next to Zeke, man. And I don't know. Hopefully for the holidays, man. We trying to make everything happen. I'm everywhere, man. Teterboro, we coming, baby.
Man, you're just trying to come somewhere where you can get a fucking Southern meal and don't have to cook or whatever. I'm greedy ass.
You know what it is, man. You know, everything like a plate. You know what I'm talking about? They say that's the key to a thug heart, man. That fork and that spoon, huh?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I got to ask you this because I never ask you these kind of questions, so I got to take advantage of your generosity. What is the wildest thing you've done while on the road performing?
The wildest shit I did?
Yeah.
Oh, the wildest shit I did, man. I mean, we do a lot of wild shit. I don't really think it's too... I don't think I know what wild is no more. I'm all fucked up. I don't think I know what wild is, man. Niggas be in all type of shit, man. I don't fuck bitches on a tour bus and went on stage with no drawers on, man. But the bitches ain't, nobody ain't really know what I do with the bitch that I just got finished killing. You know what I'm saying? But you know, niggas definitely do wild shit on stage, man. Shit be crazy, man. On and off stage. But you know, that's a part of that road shit, man. It get dirty, man. It get dirty on the road, man. You know, but...
Wow.
You know, that's in the past, man. You know, sometimes you can't, some of them bitches be, pardon me, lady, some of the females leave a nigga draw so wet, man. Shit be like, she just came out the laundry, man. I'm gonna take them shits off, man. Nigga, nah, that shit be, baby. You know that go Chocolate City, baby. That shit go, baby.
You are so silly. You are so silly. Shout out to Troop. Oh, man, no. Fruit 7 Perp. I can't read. What the hell? Yo, the dude that just hit me on Twitter, shout out to you. I want to say, is that a T or something? Troop 7 Perp or Fruit 7 Perp? Hopefully it's Fruit. You know what I'm saying? Either way it goes, 7 Perp, I got that last part right. Shout out for listening to Chocolate City. Shout out to Princess Nay, Mel Matrix, BJackW, M3PA Services. Shout out to everybody in the chat room that's listening. Y'all nasty asses. Like, before you came on, we were talking about a blog that I wrote. I wrote about my first experience with a threesome. And I was giving males and females pointers to the perfect threesome. So, like, what would you do if you had a shorty and you didn't know that she was bi-curious or bisexual, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and y'all went out one night and she was, like, getting up on the female and she wanted you to fuck her, but you was just like, yo, it kind of threw you off because you had no idea that she was like that. Would you get it? Get in? Would you get down with it?
Motherfucker, right. I'm going to get down with it. Ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. I'm not going to be upset about the situation. If any dude got a problem with a female playing that type of game, he need to check himself out, man. He need to look in the mirror and ask if he's sure about himself, nigga, because at the end of the day, that's just saying that's dinner with dessert. You don't like dessert with dinner.
You have a point. You have
who don't like dessert with their dinner, so if a nigga got a problem with his bitch playing around with another bitch, then, you know, maybe he need to go play basketball. Maybe he was jumping rope as a kid.
Unless you take care of home, huh?
Yeah, you know how that be, man. Maybe he played double dutch with his sister when he was young. Maybe he got an extra emotional side.
You so fucking silly. Now... People don't understand how you got started in rap because that wasn't something that you did. You know what I'm saying? You was about
I was part of that Dipset cleanup crew. No, that thing go. We clean shit up when I was child. You know what I mean? Shit get messy. We clean it up, baby.
So tell everybody how you got discovered.
You said how I got discovered? One day I was bullshitting on the tour bus and everybody was sleeping shit. You know? I thought Jim was sleeping and shit. I went in the back of the tour bus and I started playing a CD and it just happened it was a beat CD. And I thought everybody was sleeping. I started freestyling and shit. And the nigga Jim heard me and woke up. And then he was like, who that? I tried to hide from the nigga. Like, I ain't want him to know it was me. Because, you know, I was on my bang bang shit. I ain't want a nigga to know I had a little talent. I was on my shit. You know what I mean? But, you know, make a long story short, he told me if I could do what I did on that tour bus when we get back to New York, I had a deal, you know. From there, I ain't never looked back. He kept his word, and, you know, I stayed in that booth. That's how that thing went, you know?
I feel you. So how did Bird Gang become to be an actual, you know, movement.
So how did Bird Gang, you know, Bird Gang is a subsidiary of Diplomat, so, you know, we just, that was like a branch off, you know, it's still Diplomat, but it's a branch off. Okay. So that's how that thing went. You know, that was Jim thing, the Bird Gang situation, so he just ran with that, you know. You know, I'm the last of the Mohegans when it comes to that thing.
Yes, you are.
Hold on. Everybody going to what spot?
Huh?
They're going.
What
you going? You going to the barbershop?
Yeah.
I'm about to come in. Hold up, blood. Yeah.
You know,
Virginia, brother. Ain't none. I'm macking, blood. Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
no, man. Definitely, next time I come back down south, man, you know, I'm going to pop up on your radio station, man, and I'm give y'all a visual of the gangster, you heard?
And that would be so nice. I guarantee you when you leave, you'll have a Twitter because you'll be like, oh, shit, motherfuckers love me like that? You're like, yeah.
I love my people's back, too, you heard?
Yes. Like, before you leave, I have to play my favorite song.
What's that?
Pull Triggers.
Do that, man. And shout out to all the gangsters that's really pulling them triggers, man. Because, you know, when it's crunch time, man, a lot of niggas is playing with them people, man. A lot of niggas is snitching, man. Stop fucking snitching, man.
I know that's right. Pull Triggers.
Pull Triggers, man.
Shit it on a freestyle.
Chopper,
what's happening, homie? Still flying.
Man, look, man.
Maggie,
you already know.
Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air. Click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air. Click it on them. The old dog of the wolf pack. Murder on the corner, posted up where the bulls at. Boom, khaki shirt, true religions in the bulls hat. Black players, I'm trying to stunt, but pull back. You said what? Nah, I beg your pardon.
What?
We getting money over here, you see the Aston Martin.
Yeah.
V12, wolf and blood when the engine starts. And if you keep talking slick, I get the guns to dog.
Boom!
Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Prowling by the club and he plotting on him. You know he hungry and he scheming, got the rocket on him. One in the head, he ain't even got the cocket on him.
Nah.
Busting a move, he ain't worried about the coppers on him. Black Camaro for the getaway. Give it up for the hollering, do your wig away. A robbery, it could turn into a homicide. I was in the booth, blood, that was my alibi. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold your gun finger in the air if you click it on them.
That's my shit right there. That is my shit. Got any shout outs before you go in the barbershop and become a vampire?
Man, you know, shout out to the whole Chuck, your body, man. Shout out to the whole fucking Bird Gang. Got my boy SB in the building with me. You know what it is, man. It's Marvin. Shout out to homie Kane, 93rd Street, man. 93rd Street Gang, that's what it is, man. Salute to all the homies, man. Red Rag, Chuck Taylor Gang, you know what it is. But it's Dipset. Fucking Dipset, baby.
Oh, tell Ron I said hi.
Oh, yeah, man, I can't forget my other half, man. You know, that's my little brother. Shout out to Rob Murder, man. You know, there's 9 shots, 3 Glocks, nigga.
Matter of fact, next time you come back, I got to get a freestyle out of you.
I got you, man. I told you you'd get more than a freestyle.
Ooh, sound like some Magnum action going down.
Yeah, but y'all know what it is, but, you know, you got the number, man. Hit me whenever you're ready. I'm here for you. One, I love you. Go on.
I love you too, Mel. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Bye. Princess Nay. Now, where the hell she go? Princess Nay?
Ma'am.
Okay. I gotta make sure I send you a picture.
Okay. Send me a picture, sweetie, too. Huh?
Princess Nay, what is that?
What is what?
Is someone laying in the bed listening to us? Hi. Just keep the sheet up.
Don't pull that sheet up.
Yeah. I don't want to do nothing to get bad no more. I'm going to be a good girl. I promise. I have on a t-shirt and stretch. I'm scared to stand up.
He's talking about he nothing. That sheet.
I'm scared. You know, normally I'll stand up to show what I'm wearing or something. I'm scared. I'm like, woo. And they didn't even record. They deleted the footage from the show on Saturday.
Did they?
Yes. I am so upset because that was a good show. You was doing your thing. You talked me into doing my thing. And then the next thing I know, I knew it was coming. I know what to expect now. When all this on the side turns gray, they have canceled Christmas. It's like canceling the free cheese program. Well, what the fuck is going on? She got me upset. You know what I mean? So, oh my gosh. So how was your day?
Who am I? Don't.
Girl, I went to bed the other night after being on an 11-hour conference call. And I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, I was so damn tired. Hi, Cobra. King the Great. And I was just like, man, I'm still recovering, but I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. Can't believe I'm looking for a job. I'm ready to go back into the workforce until I find a husband and I can become a housewife. You think that's possible?
I don't know.
You don't think I could be a housewife? I think I would make somebody a really good housewife.
Oh, yeah, because housewife is the most expensive form of prostitution.
That's right. So, you know, it's time that I take it to the ultimate level with straight benefits and, you know, 401k, retirement, if you get divorced, alimony. No prenup. That's just not even going to work. It's just straight to the point. Straight to the point. Like, that's it. That is it. I have something to tell you. Okay, now, the business call that we have, right? A friend of mine is going to get us a swimsuit sponsor, and possibly we would have our own swimsuit line. Shout out to Fendi with Strong Arm Management. I always say Armstrong. He'd be like, oh, I'm going to need you not to do that. I don't know why I always feel the need to fuck up people's names. It's only because I love them. You know what I mean? So we were talking about that, and we're going to work on that. So that's why I asked you for your sizes, and those are some really nice sizes that you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, you're welcome. You look like a big-ass kid over there. So, you know, I feel like I should get you in the mood for something, but I don't know. I don't want to get you too excited or whatever. So, you know what? I think I have a surprise in my bag of goodies because, you know, last night was Halloween. So,
mm-hmm.
I might do this one for you because it was like a special song because it was actually dedicated to you on the air.
Oh, love in the air. Thank you.
I swear, girl. It's just no, like, pulling anything over your eyes. I'm like, I can't get shit past you. And that song is, like, so fucking nice. You know what I mean? So, this song is dedicated to my super sexy, curly-headed, pretty titty, nice legs, tight booty co-host, Princess Nay.
Yeah.
Hey girl, you got that fire, so roll it up. Let's put the love in the air, yeah.
Shawty, it's been a while since I've seen your face.
And
baby, you're so cute. You got me feeling like straight.
Come on,
what is my new disguise?
And then when artists send me their songs to listen to, so that I don't be like other people, like, yeah, I listen to it. I will send them a lyric or a line from somewhere in the middle of the song to let them know that I actually listened to it. Now, I may not listen to all of it, but I'll listen to half of it to let you know that I listened to it and say something that I, you know what I mean? So I'll be like, look, you took the time out to send me your song, and, you know, I took time out my busy schedule to listen to it, and I actually liked it. So, you know, I will do that or whatever. So, you know, we had Soul For Real on the show the other day, and it's like, I like they song Sun Come Up, but what the hell is that? Is that your TV? Oh, I have to put you on mute. So what happened was we had Soul For Real on. They had a song Sun Come Up, but oh God, I want to say R&B Hood, a Hood R&B or something like that. I had to play this song, Work That Pole. That shit is so fucking hot. So, Princess Nay, do not dance. Whatever you do, do not dance.
Good and blue. Real shit, you know, this is real street shit. You feel me? Just around it. All my ladies out there that like working that pole. You know, this Hood and Blue shit. Hey, Craig Tyler, you're a fool for them. All my ladies, let's get it.
Hey, Shawty, work that pole.
It's this artist out of
out of ATL. Take that out of your tap. No, I'm just playing. Okay, now I gotta play, you know, our favorite little song that we liked the other day, So the Sun Comes Up. And I gotta tell you something off the air about that situation. You're gonna laugh. So here we go. So for real, Sun Come Up. God damn it. We don't want to see no damn picture. We can't play a picture. We gotta play a song. I'm tripping. This Coke got me acting crazy. Coca-Cola, that is.
We gon' get it on till the sun comes up, baby girl. We gon' have some fun till the sun comes up. Give yourself a chance at this new romance. Just give me your hand, girl. We gon' do it all till the sun comes up, baby girl. We gon' have a ball till the sun comes up. Just give me a chance. Let me see you dance. I'm your number one fan, girl.
I'm at the ball, my rose, three pieces of VBS. Look at me on the coach, like a teacher out of sun. And I'm pristine in the room, my brain, I swear, I tell no lie. I'm one of the best, I am the truth. I'm running with young, dead, basic, chasing product. It's my huge, I'm some the money, forget, cuff him, get, goof him, get. Go follow me now, I'm about to take it dead. Bad bitches everywhere, they ain't even drunk, or they acting like they on that for flair.
We gon' get it on till the sun comes up, baby girl.
I don't deserve you, no. I don't wanna hurt you, play with your body, running in circles. Thank you. This is one.
Yeah. I just told him we need some more chocolate panties and we need some caramel panties. So he needs to make that happen. He really needs to make that happen. So, you know what? That song got me in the mood for the reggae mix that he did. You remember that one, Prince's Name? We was listening to it, and it had all the good songs on there. I'm just like, what in the fuck? So, you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and play that mix, and that'll take us up out of here. But, you know, we always got to come back and get our closing thoughts and whatnot. Oh, first of all, I am so retarded. Damn, I've been doing, like, so much other shit. Hold on. Matter of fact, let's take this call from Miami. Thank you for calling Chocolate City Radio. You're on the line with the illest sex talk show host, Chuck Mommy, Mr. Pacemaker Beats. How the fuck are you doing?
What's good? What's good, Blog Talk Radio? What's good?
Nothing. How are you?
I have a guest with me on the line also. I brought friends, you know what I mean?
You brought a friend?
How you doing, Mom?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Damn, I thought he was calling me with a homeboy to introduce me to some dick, but pussy is good.
No. We ain't no homeboy, no dick. But I got my girl Danielle. She ready to ride the wave, so you know what I mean?
Oh,
introduce her to the Chocolate City.
She's not ready to ride the wave, Daniel.
Yeah, she is. She's official, man. I'm telling you.
Hold up. Did you say she's official? Does that mean she rode you?
Hey. Don't try to have me on the special on your little talk show. Hey, I'm just a guest. You know what I mean?
She
rides the wave.
Oh, so okay. Okay, so Danielle, what do you do?
Well, Mom, I'm into the music. You know, I do a little writing. I rap and I sing, you know. Tuning in to you, seeing what's good. I see you doing your thing. Shout out to you. You feel me?
Oh, thank you so much. Now, the last time I met a rapper and a singer, let me tell you, I was like, yo, give me some freestyle. This whole thing is freestyle, man.
Hey, you don't want to put her on the spot because she'll show you. She ain't no Kansas. She can really hold it down.
Oh, well, you know what? You called in to ride the chocolate wave, so, do you want to kick a song and then break into the freestyle, or do you want to freestyle and then break into the song?
You know, I'll do a couple bars. Nothing much, you know, just a little something.
Well, go ahead.
All right, yeah. Check it. I'm on my girl with the blog talk. You know I'm walking like in the crosswalk. Keep moving, let your dog talk. He in the car window hollering out, oh boy, keep it moving. Ain't got no time to play. Who you proving? What you trying to do? And keep it moving. I'm so used to that. Nigga can't see me, nigga, you is whack. I keep walking with my blinders on. Nigga trying to see me, I'm like you lying home. Talking about you got a car and crib and all of that. You need to break me off. You a ball of cat.
Ah, shit, now after rapping, you gotta sing.
I gotta sing too? Oh, you asking for too much? You asking for too much?
I don't know, Chong, you asking for too much. This pay per view over here, man, you know what I mean?
Oh,
we checked in and heard the dip set, dude, you know what I mean? So we had a touchdown, and you know what I mean? Say something, you know what I mean?
No. You called in and said she had double the pleasure.
Double the pleasure, double the fun.
Yeah, you said you both talented and you only display one talent. That's like me saying my head game is a felony and my back shot is whack. Hell no. I'm giving head and ass, so no. Nuh-uh. Sorry.
Hey, she's a rookie. She's a virgin to the Blog Talk Radio. She, you scared her, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to slowly wheel that in, man.
If she's fucking with you, she can't be too scary, Mr. 63.
Oh my goodness, you funny man. You know I broke my ankle, man, but that's after the radio. We ain't gonna say it on the show, man. You're doing a good thing, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Hey, but call us when you off the show, Mrs. Chalk Mommy, you know what I mean? And And we'll
I'll be
back
checking
up
back in with you. I will be checking back in with you. I got to holler at you now. I'm feeling
oh,
it, you know.
You
I ain't going to be no stranger.
Oh, I'm never a stranger. Hey, Daniel, make sure you hit me up and give me her Twitter.
All right, she got you.
All right. Okay, thick calf. Now we're going to take a call from 713-498. Is this Sean?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Sean. Thank you for calling.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I think I'm so happy tonight. I think I'm going to cook
you
with
are?
Yeah, I think I'm going to play with my toy tonight when I go to bed.
And also, I'll say a big hello to Princess May. Is she on the air, too?
Yeah, she thinks she's on mute, but she's not. I mean, I put her on. I don't know what's wrong with her. Princess May? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I think something's wrong with her phone.
Oh, it is.
I keep hearing this crackling noise.
I don't know.
What the hell that is?
Maybe she's doing a threesome or something.
Nah, she ain't doing a threesome. She ain't did that yet. She ain't doing that shit without me. She better ask somebody. You throwing your hands up in the air? What's up? You want some of this? Bring it on, Jane. Bring it on, Jane.
So how was your first threesome?
Oh, man, that was awesome. She was swearing up and down I had been with somebody else. Nope,
yeah.
I didn't know what I liked. That's why I said females know how to please a woman better than a man because we know what we like. Somebody tried to argue me up and down that was not true, and that's a fucking lie. I'm sorry. I think Princess Nay can please me better than any man. It's like I can please Princess Nay with my tongue game better than any man because I know what spots to lick and I know where I like to be licked at. Y'all just, to me, it's like a blind man walking in the dark. You know what I'm saying? So men can't really eat no pussy, right? I mean,
we might
tell y'all can, but man, please. We'd rather have a dick game. We'd rather get fucked.
Hey, so how old was the girl that you were with?
She was a grown ass woman, trifling bitch.
How old was she?
And a husband. I'm thinking I was good. Man, she ended up wanting mine too. Hold on. Boy, I swear. So it was like, you know, had him thinking like, oh, this is not the first time she did that. She just ate pussy too good. Girl, bye. That was my very first time. It took me like a year or something to do it again.
Oh, so this is not your first time?
Huh?
Is this your first time?
Nah, that story was back in 98. I just remember that experience. Was yesterday. Now, the last one I had was 2007 in South Beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for a man, so, you know, when I settle down, he can enjoy all the perks. And so when I invite Princess Nay over to play, he'll be happy and he'll know how to handle himself accordingly.
So your last threesome back in 2007, you said?
Yes.
Huh? Was it with two guys or was it with a guy?
No, it was two girls.
Two girls?
Yeah, it was me and my best friend and her fiance at the time.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, alcohol. I'm swearing, I'm like Jamie Foxx, blame it on the alcohol. Because we were in South Beach at Mango's, I had introduced them to the drink Busta Pussy. So we're drinking Busta Pussy. I hadn't eaten since earlier that day. So here I am drinking margaritas, some other shit, and then here it is, I have a busted pussy. So then, it's like, she had been telling her boyfriend about me, because I met her when I was locked up, and I've always been open about the shit that I like to do or whatever. So then, it's like, we're sitting at Mango's, we're drinking, we're having a good time. I'm starting to feel my face go numb. That's how much we're drinking. Now, in the busted pussy, you have 151, Southern Comfort, and raspberry liqueur. And it's all like a shot, right? So,
yeah.
It's like, so her boyfriend is like, yeah, Deanne told me that you've had a threesome before. He was like, she told me that I could have one because I take care of home and everything like that. I'm like, oh, that's good. And not realizing that I'm the target because I'm drunk. Well, you know, I'm so drunk that dude is walking by, and I hate my voice, but guys like it or whatever, right? So it's like when I'm talking, they're stopping by and sitting down and talking to me. What I don't know is we're exchanging numbers, so I got hella numbers in my phone, like, okay. So I'm like, you know what, I need to go to the bathroom. So we go to the bathroom. No, it's not like the bathroom in the first story, you know, like my first or whatever. I'm completely drunk. Our tab is like $500, okay? I don't know what happened. I go to the bathroom, and all I know is I wake up on the floor.
In the bathroom?
Yeah. Yeah, I am on the floor, and security is talking to me, and I'm looking like, what happened? I have no recollection. I think somebody put something in my drink. Nah, I just drank that fucking much. So then, security is nice enough to carry me out of Mango's through the back and take me to their hotel room. So, while I'm there, you know, I don't feel sick anymore. I'm just laying on the bed because everything is spinning. So, next thing I know, we started talking about this threesome. I can't fully participate because it's Mother Nature. You feel me? So, he gets to see why the head game is a felony. I rocked the mic like I was on tour with State Property.
So that's all it takes is a couple of drinks?
Yeah, so, no, it wasn't a couple of drinks. It was hella drinks because I had about four margaritas and like three busted pussies. Now, you got to take in consideration. The busted pussy has like 151 Southern Comfort, which is 90 proof. 151 is actually 151 proof. And then you got the raspberry liquor, which can, no, probably they made 30-40% or whatever in volume or whatever. It's like, so it's that bad. So, like, me and her, we start rocking his mic, and, you know, I'm playing with her titties and whatnot. I want to see some fucking. I can't fuck. I want to see them fuck. So, he's like, they too Jamaican, so you know Jamaicans freaky than a motherfucker. All I know is I told him to fuck her in the ass, and I was like, man, fuck the hell out that bitch. I was, what? Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah. I was the shot caller that night. So then I pass out because I'm still drunk. Wake up and he walks me to my car. This motherfucker is like, you know, I didn't come. I'm like, my best friend ain't here. I don't know what to tell you, nigga. You better jack your dick. If she ain't around, it don't go down. So, anyway, you know, it was quite interesting because that was like her first time. And, you know, head game was a felony on her, too. So, it was quite interesting. You know what I'm saying? So, I had a good time. I actually had a good time. Like, anytime I'm indulging in some shit that I don't got no business indulging in, I'm having a good time. You know what I mean? So, it's like, you know, the next day, I was too drunk to come back to South Beach. So, you know, what they say, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What happens in South Beach stays in South Beach. That's a motherfucking lie. I should have started recording the shit with my cell phone, but I didn't. You know what I mean? So, I'm just like, all I can say is, like, right now, I'm about due for another one.
Another one? You have any people, you have any people in mind?
I'm 11 now. Huh?
Say what?
It's 2011 now. That was 4 years ago. I am so far old.
So do you have any people in mind, though? Or?
No, I don't.
No?
Not yet. I mean, it's easy to find a man that's willing to participate. That goes without saying. That's, like, really easy. But it's like for a female, she got to be open-minded. She got to be able to take some dick. Because I don't mess with little dick dudes unless they got a big-ass bank account. And even then, it's only so far that I will go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she got to be, like, very uninhibited because I'm very uninhibited. You know what I mean? And it's like we have to have a really good time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like me personally, I think this time with me being Chalk Mommy and being into everything that I'm into, that this one would be like a bestseller. I would
videotape it.
Man, I would tear her ass up. I really would. Because now I'm into toys and dildos now, so I would have to bring all of that into play on top of the dick from the dude. By the time I'm finished with her and he's finished with her, I don't want that bitch to be able to walk up out of the room. I want her to crawl.
Dang.
From, like, no energy. Like, she's dehydrated because she came that much. So, for people that are listening, you know, if you want to help me out with this project, by all means, hit me up. You know what I mean? Hit me up. 646-504-5537. I think that's the number. No, that's not my personal number. I'm not that stupid. Fuck that. That's my radio show number that will ring to my phone and I can pick y'all up and talk to y'all or some shit like that. So if y'all are willing to participate, females, open-minded, dudes, big dicks, know how to treat a woman, shopping, spoiling, eating and everything like that, we will do good. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel. So, you know, if y'all can handle that, then shit. By all means, hit me up on Twitter, ChalkMommy03, and let's talk about it. And I'm going to take these last few minutes, because my show been over, but I'm still streaming, for everybody to participate in Chalk Magazine. That is my baby. You know what I'm saying? It drops in December. It's completely interactive with my fans and followers on Twitter. So all the content is going to come from people on Twitter. Artists, it's $50 a slot to be featured in the magazine, 10-question interview, picture of you, picture of your CD or your mixtape, and you get to promote your music. You can't go wrong with that. Models, if you have a following of 10,000 or better, you're automatically in. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else below that, $50 flat. And when you think about my reach on Twitter is over 400K, you can't go wrong. I tweeted out the link for my magazine newsletter like 100 times, and damn near a million people have seen it. So I can't go wrong with my reach on Twitter. So, you know, I'm a very hard networking person. I don't play no games. I don't cut no corners. I'm not about the bullshit. Then, if you are a fashion designer, whether it's clothes, shoes, or whatever, holler at me. Product placement. Get in the magazine. Let people see what the hell you do. This is your bread and butter. This is my bread and butter. Let's, like, come together like that and make it happen. Also, we have questions. When you're on Twitter and you see those questions from Chalk Mag, please reply with the hashtag Chalk Mag. And, I mean, there are some standard uniform questions, and then I'll be off the gate and come back and say some other shit, too. So, favorite position, hashtag Chalk Mag, answer the question. You'll enjoy it. I'm a rider. I'm about to get some T-shirts to embark on what the hell I do. This is my thing. For everybody that's new, that's tuning in and don't know who I am, I'm Chalk Mommy, right? Chocolate City is my movement. Chocolate City is who I am. Chocolate City is what I do. I'm a radio show host, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show. I also model, and I also do adult entertainment. So, no, I am not a porn star. Let's get that straight right now. Adult entertainment means I am entertaining adults. You know what I'm saying? If your ass is over the age of 21, I really don't like fucking with 18-year-olds because y'all can't handle what I'm talking about, then boom. What I did was, when I was involved with my ex-boyfriends from a period of time and we recorded ourselves fucking, I took the footage because it was on my phone and I decided to create a buzz. So instead of me going out here fucking Tom, Dick, Harry, Larry, Cole, and Curly, I decided to use motherfuckers that I had already fucked and I had the footage. That's how the adult entertainment became to be. So no, Chuck Mommy is not out here just having all kinds of random sex with dudes. Those are motherfuckers that I was involved with and we was actually kicking it. So it's like I created this brand, Chocolate City. So it's like for me, it's like everything I do has to be chocolate because I'm a chocolate ass female. So I say all this to say, do not be alarmed by my openness. I'm just a very open female. You know what I'm saying? When you're comfortable in the skin that you're in, nobody can say anything bad about you. They can hate on you, and that's only because you do what they can't do. You know, you have the balls. It's not even having the balls. If you fuck and you like to fuck, ain't nothing wrong with it. Everybody fucks. If you like to suck dick, you like to suck dick. I love it. I'm good at what I do. If bitches or dudes don't like that, then that's not my problem. You know what I'm saying? Shit, sucking is a habit. Get like me. David Banner said it best. You know what I'm saying? And I'm secure and I'm open enough to share my bedroom life and my thoughts with people. So females, it's like, don't worry about what a guy thinks about you because he's going to think what the fuck he's going to think regardless. So if you give up the ass on the first night, of course he's going to be like, you know, he might think you're a hoe. He could think you're a hoe if you don't give up the ass and he found out you fucked one of his homeboys back in the day and it took him, like, however long it took to get the draws. Just do what makes you happy. You can't worry about everybody else because if you spend so much time worrying about what everybody else thinks about you, you're going to be miserable in life. I don't give a fuck what people think about me, but they respect me because of how I carry myself and my openness, and I'm like an open book. Ask me, I tell you. You know what I'm saying? It does not fucking make you a bad person. It just makes motherfuckers want to fuck with you because they be like, yo, shit, that bitch be sucking mad dick. Like, the way she sucks dick just has me mesmerized. She got little tricks, and she's a swallower. She's a keeper. You know what I'm saying? Females, do freaky shit. Be spontaneous every now and then with your man. When you do that kind of shit, he might think you cheating because you out of pocket, but then after you be like, nah, baby, I just want to spice up our sex life, guess what? That motherfucker is going to respect you. So with Chocolate City Magazine, it's going to give you so much insight on bedroom life, bedroom topics, the latest artists, whether they're signed or unsigned, hottest designers, fucking hottest drinks, liquors, my favorite, bust a pussy, come in the jacuzzi, or it might be come in the hot tub, fucking rubbery nipples. Nah, no rubbery nipples, but shit that I like to drink that relates to me as a freaky-ass woman. So it's like, with me being who I am and doing all that, it's a lot of motherfuckers that's really going to get on this movement and want to be a part of it. Not because I have 13,000 followers and still growing. I average about 1,000 followers a week. I don't pay for them. These are natural. So all you motherfuckers out there paying for followers, you're not going to keep them because you don't talk to them and they're not going to like you because you're just looking at them as a number. Be like, oh, I got X amount of followers. If you're not doing anything with those followers, it doesn't mean a thing. Talk to them. Welcome them. Make them feel like they really count in your timeline. So all that being said, just fucking pay attention on Twitter. I do Twitter play a lot. All you got to do is just get on there, interact, and I'll retweet you, give you a shout-out, tell people to follow you. That's nothing. But do not come at me like, oh, I need you to blast this or I need you to promote this, da-da-da. I'm an online promoter. I get paid to promote mixtapes and singles and stuff like that because I do numbers. So with that being said, y'all know how to handle me and address me when, you know, we interact or whatever. if you need my media kit, I can send you an email or whatever. So I do have some new projects that's coming up. I'm going to be doing tutorials and the blogs. I'm going to write them more frequently instead of once a week or once every 2 weeks. You know, I got to give the people what they want. So everybody's asking for part two to the anal shit. So I'll probably sit down either tomorrow or Thursday and write about fucking in the ass part two. I'm sure guys are really, really like that one. And females, if it's something that you want me to blog on, then by all means hit me up and let me know, and I'll do that. Sean, is there anything specific you would like for me to write about? Because you have...
About your next threesome.
About my next threesome?
When are you going to have it? Where are you going to have it?
You know what? I think I might have it for the holidays. I'm waiting for my friend from New York to come. And, you know, we've been talking about that. So that might be interesting. I think he can give me a run for my money. So if he can give me a run for my money, I know the next bitch ain't safe. So I'm not worried about that. So, yeah, I predict by Christmas. Yeah, and I will make sure I have some footage to go up when I write about it. Because, you know, I try to have some visuals for everything.
Ooh. And what about the female, though? Anyone in mind, though?
No, not yet.
No.
But, you know, every day I'm meeting different females, so anything is liable. Anything is liable to happen with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
All right, well, then I'll be looking out before that.
Oh, yes, you know, you're on my BBM loop, so, you know, I'm always blasting out shit as I do it. So you will be straight. Trust me on that. So,
okay.
I am hungry as fuck, and I need to make my chocolate cake that I've been saying I'm going to make for, like, 2 days because I'm going to be up late tonight. So I would like to thank everybody for tuning in. Not sure who's going to be on the show Friday. I might just freestyle it. It's T-shirt and panty Friday. So females that are listening and that are coming up, make sure you have on your T-shirt and your panties. That's my theme for Friday. I'm always in T-shirt and panties and stuff for today. I have on, I guess I can stand up. It's towards the end of my show anyway. Today, I have on fucking stretch pants and a fucking T-shirt. So, I'm very casual, you know, in case I wanted to run out to the stores and shit like that. I'm just lying. But Friday, T-shirt and panties, and not sure who the special guest is. I guess you just have to watch my timeline and whatnot. And I would like to thank everybody that tuned in and rode the chocolate wave. I'd like to give a big shout out to Mel Matrix from Bird Gang Dipset Problem Child. I call him Robin and Jim Jones's Batman. I really like to thank him for coming out, showing some love, and making my black ass blush all night. And Sean, thank you for riding the wave. I can always count on you to handle your business and come through and whatnot. So, you know, I'm thinking about coming to Texas to do some events. Not sure how that's going to go because I need to broaden my fan base out there. So that should be quite interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
At least they're ready to ride the wave.
Okay.
So, everybody, thank you for listening. Have a good night. Chocolate City Radio is off the air.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.